भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कस्मादहं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गृह्णामि यथा मनीषम्। नीचो जया गुण विसर्ग मनु प्रविष्ट पूरे तये नहि पुमाननुवर्णिते न
अस्मात्। Therefore, aham, I, vigata viklava, contemplation of being unfit, thus I give up. Ishwarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Atmana, in full surrender dedicated to Him. Mahi, glory. Purnami, I shall chant or describe. Yatha, as much as possible. Amanisham, according to my own intelligence. Manisham, according to my own intelligence. Nicha, although I am low born, my father being a great demon, devoid of all good qualities. Ajaya, on account of ignorance and foolishness. Guna Visarga, the material world wherein the living entity takes birth, according to the contamination of the different modes of nature. Anupravishta, entering within this material world. Puyeta, becomes purified. Jena, by those devotional activities. He, indeed. Puman, a person. Anuvarnitena, simply by glorifying the Lord. Translation. Therefore, although I am born in a demonic family, even still, without any doubt, I may offer prayers to the Lord as far as possible by me. Any person who is engaged in offering prayer and hearing glory to the Lord becomes purified from the material condition of life.
तस्मादहं विगतविक्लवैश्वरस्य सर्वात्मनामहि गृह्णामि तथा मनीषम्। नीचो जयागुणविसर्ग अनुप्रविष्ट भूये तजेन हि पुमान् अनुवर्णिते। By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in another distinct form, Jeta Dharpana Mahajanam, Bhava Maham, Dhavavana Vidhavanam. It doesn't matter where I am born, that is not important thing. Nisho. Even one is very low born, by freaks of nature, nobody can guarantee where he'll take his birth. Karmana Dhumana Srena. I'll have to take my birth according to my creative activity, controlled by nature. We are all completely under the control of the laws of nature. Guna-vishadga. According to the quality or modes of material nature, we associate, we create another body. On many places, this thing has been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya, janta rurani maya. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesu arjuna tishtati brahmaya sarvabhutanam. Just like that Yamuna Agarwal, that he is now in the police custody, now he is crying, same way. But nature's law is very strict. Vaividhyesa gunamayi mama maya durasraya. Once you committed mistake, immediately nature's law reacts and it is very difficult to come out of it. Vaividhyesa gunamayi mama maya durasraya. But there is only one way. That is anuvarnitena, repeatedly chanting Hare Krishna. Repeatedly. That is the only way. Hare Nāmaiva Kevala. That is recommended by Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Kirtanāmaiva Krishnastha Mukta Sangha Paramrita. This is a simple Kalido. This is the only way. This is the greatest qualification of Kali Yuga. Great personalities, they very much eulogize Kali Yuga that there is simple method and so sublime, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes completely purified. Who eta jena hi kumar anuvarnit. Anu means repetition and anu means following the footsteps of authority, spiritual master, anu. Our process is anu. We don't manifest it. We simply follow Mahajana jena gatastha pantha. Mahajana, great personalities, great authorities, that is our process. Guru Mukha Padma Vasko Chittete Koriya Poishko Arna Koriya Mahaya. This is the Guru Mukha Padma Vasko, whatever is coming out of the mouth of the spiritual master, because he never speak nonsense. He will also speak the same thing which he has heard from his guru. That is called anu. Anu. Follow. So this is very easy. We don't manufacture things. What is the use of manufacturing things? We are imperfect. What we can manufacture? Whatever we can manufacture, that is imperfect. That we are imperfect. The modern scientists, they are manufacturing some ideas. I manufacture and you manufacture some ideas. You defeat me, I defeat you. Tatva patishya. This way, I defeat you, you defeat me. That will not solve the problem. The problem will be solved when we follow the authority. Anuvarnita. Then the problem will be solved. So Prahlad Maharaj He's already filled with fire. His head was touched by Nrisimhadev. It's completely. Therefore, although he was only a child, 5 years old, he is speaking the gist conclusion of this act. Anuvarnit. He understood that I am not born in a Brahmin family, I am born in a low-grade family, Asura family. My father was Asura, so I am born of him. So I have no prestigious position. Still, Krishna is satisfied simply by devotional service. That has been already explained. So let me offer my prayers to the Lord sincerely. Jathamani sam. As far as I have got my intelligence, I am not supposed to be very intelligent because I am low born. I am not born in a Brahmin family. Neither I am old enough, educated. Still, I have to offer my prayers. So let me try to offer my prayers by following the authorities on one meeting. Without any doubt. Tasmādaham vigata vikra. Without any doubt. Why? That is the perfect way. If we follow the previous asas, then there is no question of lamentation. Anuvarnitena. Simply. This is very nice method. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is that. Jare rakho tari toho Krishna. You haven't got to manufacture for preaching. You haven't got to. It is nonsense. You simply follow what Krishna has said. Jare rakho tari toho Krishna. Then you become guru. Kapalar Maharaj became guru. Out of the 12 Mahajans, he is one of them. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, they are Mahajans. So we have to follow Prahlada Maharaj. He is our guru. Purva Acharya. Narada is Purva Acharya, he is disciple of Narada. Therefore, he is Acharya. And he is disciple of succession. There are sampradayas, Brahma sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya. Then anyone who is bona fide acharya, he can create his own disciple succession. But one disciple succession and the other disciple, they are not different. They are of the same conclusion. The Vaishnava acharya, just like our Ramanuja acharya, Madhya acharya, Nimbarka, Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Shana, they are all of the same of it. Arādhya Bhagavān, Vajasutam, Krishnasu Bhagavān, that is a conclusion. There is no different conclusion. Although, they have got varieties of metta, Suddhādhaita, Dhaitādhaita, Vishishtādhaita, like that. They present the same philosophy in clear way. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu present the same philosophy. That Achinta Bhedāve. That is Acharya. Acharya gives some way for simple understanding. The same conclusion. But according to the time, circumstances, they give a very easy method to understand. That is Akash. Acharya is following strictly the previous acharya, but according to the circumstances, he may make little change. That change is not change from the original idea. No. So Prahlad Maharaj's conclusion is that I shall offer my prayer glorifying the Lord according to my capacity. The Thaman is, everyone is not of the same intellect. You may be more intelligent than me. Another may be more intelligent than you. But that variety of intelligence does not mean missing the real point. The real point is the same. It's like Krishna has got so many queens. All in Vrindavan, he was associated with so many gopi friends or cowherd boy friends. Everyone was Krishna's devotee. Everyone loved Krishna. But there were varieties. Vaishishya. It's called Vaishishya. Krishna is not without variety. You see the flower, Krishna says, Punna Gandha Pratibhyamsa. The flavor is Krishna. We are studying in the morning. But there are still varieties of flavor. The rose flower has got a particular type of aroma, another aroma. So the Mahavadi philosopher, they cannot understand that the variety, Vaishitra, it is creation of Krishna, although they are one, the same Krishna, Punnaganga Prasidhyamsa, but still there are varieties. Everywhere you will find variety. Vishesata. And the Mahavadi philosopher need vishes. In common English it is said, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So Krishna wants this variety. So you are a devotee. The central point is to love Krishna and offer him service, but that service may be a variety. Variety. You cannot say that because you are serving Krishna in a child, and therefore if somebody is serving in a different way, must be approved by the authority, you cannot criticize him. Variety. Variety is the mother of India. The same vegetable, the same ghee, the same salt, same spices, but there is variety of people. That is required. We, Vaishnavas, we want variety. Bahunmukhi seva. How the central point is how the Vrindavan, Krishna is the central point. The coward boys, they are satisfying Krishna by going in the forest, playing with him, mock fighting with him. There is also variety. When he comes home, Krishna is taken care by Mother Yashoda, different dress, different foodstuff, variety. Similarly, when in the company of the gopis, varieties. So variety is Mother. So, it is not that I will have to do exactly like this. I will have to serve Krishna, but no mental consumption, following the step. All over me, all over. Again, you can create variety, but it must not deviate from the original authority. That is what. So Prahlad Maharaj decided that Madhaham Bhagavatam is Prabha Isharasya. Sarvat, real thing is with heart and soul, everything. No desire. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he surrendered to Krishna. Everything, whatever it is. But he says, Manasa Deha Deha Jyoki Chumur. Whatever I have got, no desire. So what I have got in this material, he says, I have got this body, material, body, lump of matter, and I have got my mind, simply changing from this platform to that platform, because mind's business is sankalpa vikalpa. We accept something, it is very good, and next time we reject. No, it is not. This is mind's business. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I have got this lump of body. We are very much proud of possessing that what we have got. We have got this body and this mind. And with the mind we have created so many things. This is my house. This is my wife. This is my children. Nobody is yours. You have come according to your karma. And they have come according to their karma, and it is a play only, that one is father, one is mother, one is son. It is by arrangement of the material nature, karanam guna sangasa. Everything will be finished in the twinkling of an eye. Practically it has no fact, but we think this is our position. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that my possession means the mental concoction and this lump of body, manasa, deho, deho. So therefore, whatever possession I have got, it's surrender. Manasa, deho, deho, jo kichu moro, this is surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakurapade Ganga Kusha. So the real process is to surrender to Krishna and act according to your best. Krishna will give it intelligence. First of all, we have to become sincere, heart and soul. Sarvatmana. Sarva means all. And Atma means body. Atma means mind. Atma means soul. Three meanings of all. So, sarvatmana, your body, the other day I explained, sarvana manusavacha, by your working capacity, by your mind, by your word, this is called tridharma. We, Vaishnava sannyasi, take tridharma, this is three. Sarvana manusavacha, by activity, by mind, and by words. The preaching is words. The word is the last thinking, feeling, meaning, is an action. So mind should be secular. So I shall sincerely serve Krishna. And because I am not expert, therefore, to understand how to serve Adu Gurba Swayam, one has to accept Guru. Tasmat Gurum Prabhupada, in Shastra says, in our supreme direction, one must surrender to Guru. Krishna says, that with the Panipatena, Panipasena, Sivaya, that is the whole basic injunction. So, Prahlad Maharaj has already surrendered to Lord Brahma, Narada. And whatever intelligence he has got, he is trying to utilize it for satisfying the Supreme Lord. As yesterday we have discussed that how we can satisfy Krishna. He is Atmaram, Nidalabha Purva. He is already satisfied. with his own problem. So what we can satisfy? So our that endeavor to satisfy means our satisfaction. The example is given that Tatsa Atmane Pratimutasya Dathamukasri. If you serve Krishna, then we will be satisfied. We are not satisfied by serving Maya. If we want satisfaction at all, then we serve Krishna. Very well. Everyone is dissatisfied. That is, because we are serving Maya, there must be dissatisfaction. There must be dissatisfaction. Nobody can be peaceful in this material world so long he is under the class of Maya. That is not so. But this last stage we do not know. This. It is said everywhere. Mahamirudha Prabhupada Maya. Lokkaram Tantadavasam Sadhuloku Vaisaram Sri Ram Sadhulutana Jyatta Maam Shanti Mitsu. Krishna says, but we do not say Krishna's word. Shanti means we have to accept these three principles. What is that? Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the master. He is the proprietor. Bhaktaram, Jagdhatamutam. You are performing yoga, you are performing samastha, penances, you are observing brahmacharya. So many, there are different rules and regulations. But what is the idea to serve Krishna, to satisfy? The sensual limit, you do not become imperfect, senseless or nonsense. No, the sense must be there. It should be pure. And as soon as we purify, then we have more advantages than to satisfy Krishna. And so long as not purified, we satisfy ourselves. This is the difference between karma and bhakti. Thank you.